Great. Thank you, Dr. Gustat. So my project is looking at the relationship between social neighborhood factors and physical activity in three New Orleans neighborhoods. The three previous presenters have kind of presented an overview. Mine is a very specific research study, so maybe can answer a few of those questions that we've talked about there. I have no financial relationships to disclose. I'd like to first start by acknowledging our funding source through the CDC, which is a Prevention Research Center's cooperative agreement, and also acknowledge that this project was part of our core research project in the past. So just to give some background, as many of you know, physical inactivity is a risk factor for many major diseases, including a lot of chronic diseases, as you've seen highlighted in a couple of the previous presentations, and some of the issues that we have here in New Orleans with high rates of chronic disease. We also know that non-Hispanic blacks are one of the most physically inactive group, and knowing that the predominant population in New Orleans is African American, something certainly we want to focus on. Physical activity can be broken down into a couple of different categories, one including lifestyle-related physical activity, which typically includes any type of exercise or sport activity, and then also utilitarian physical activity, which includes housework, active transportation, and regular job activities, too. Previous research has also showed that lifestyle-related physical activity is inversely associated with obesity, particularly in the African-American population. The social ecological model also helps us understand different types of health behavior and how different levels of influence may affect health behavior. So we know at the individual level there's lots of different demographic and personal preference and knowledge characteristics that may influence health behavior. We also know that at the interpersonal level, so social support, interactions with a spouse or family member may also influence health behavior. And we also know that that at the neighborhood level, there are several factors that may influence types of health behavior too. So how connected the groups are, if there's collective efficacy within the neighborhood, what the perception of safety is or whatnot. Those can all influence different types of health behavior, including physical activity. So the objective for this particular project was to identify factors related to lifestyle-related physical activity in three New Orleans neighborhoods, particularly examining those different levels of influences that were just mentioned in the social ecological model. So the methods for this project, it was a stratified random sample of households in three New Orleans neighborhoods. Participants were eligible for interview if they were between the ages of 18 and 70 years old, and one respondent from meeting these criteria were randomly selected from each household. So if there was the household had several people that met that criteria, one person was randomly selected. And 499 interviews were completed, and data was collected in 2006, and IRB was obtained from Tulane University. So for this particular data analysis, we had 435 respondents, and analysis was conducted in SAS version 9.3. Means, standard deviations, frequencies, percentages were calculated for all variables, and chi-square and t-tests were used to identify relationships at the bivariate level with physical activity. And then a stepwise logistic regression modeling strategy was used to develop a final model of all the salient variables. And a p-value of less than 0.05 was used as criterion for entry into the model. And in the final model, we controlled for the neighborhood. Several different demographic variables were explored if participants were in a romantic relationship that wasn't just a marriage relationship, but any type of partnership. Age was also a factor that we looked at, as well as BMI category, looking at underweight, normal weight, overweight, obese, and also extremely obese. Sex was examined, as well as education level, if the respondent had less than a high school education or equivalent, or higher than a high school education. Income level was also examined at several different categories, but was dichotomized into two options, less than $20,000 annually or greater than or equal to $20,000 annually. And employment status was also explored too, so whether participants were employed part-time or full-time compared to participants who weren't employed at all. We also created a large a large number of scales examining the social and interpersonal environment. So tangible social support was an item created from six different variables with an alpha level of 0.86. And these tangible social support was really exploring if the respondent felt that they could get support within their neighborhood or through friends and family to help out with a lot of different daily tasks, including if someone was sick, could they find someone to help take care of them without having to pay them? If they could find someone to help take care of their children without paying for them? If they needed to borrow money, could they find someone to help loan them that money? So kind of this idea that you have support to rely on, but not related to physical activity, as you can see. We also created a scale for support specific for physical activity, and that was created from four different items on our survey with an alpha level of 0.72. And this particularly examined if the respondent felt like they had people encouraging them to be physically active, whether that was friends or family members, other people in their neighborhood who might just be acquaintances or whatnot, as well as doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers. Social cohesion was another scale that we created from five different items, and the alpha level was 0.85 in this particular scale. And social cohesion really examines how connected a respondent feels towards their neighborhood. So does the participant feel that the adults in the neighborhood know the children living in the neighborhood? Can they count on adults in the neighborhood to watch out for children so they don't get in trouble? If they feel like their neighbors take care of their yard as well as their homes in the surrounding area, and if parents know the children, know their children's friends, as well as if the parents in the neighborhood know each other. So just kind of this idea of how connected the particular neighborhood is. We also examined place attachment, which was created from six different items with an alpha of 0.89. And basically the general premise behind place attachment is how connected and attached to the neighborhood does the respondent feel. So do they believe that it's a safe place or a good place to live? Do they feel that the neighbors in the area share the same values? Do they feel at home in the neighborhood? They feel like it's important for them to live in that particular neighborhood and think that it's a good place for their children to grow up and thrive. Another variable we examined, or scale we examined, was informal social control, created from five different items with an alpha of 0.87. And informal social control is kind of this concept of, does the neighborhood kind of have these controls within it that can be emphasized or enforced without, like, a policeman or something like that? The items examined how likely the participants felt the neighbors would do something about it if someone was breaking into the home, if someone was trying to sell drugs to children, if there was a fight in the home, if children were showing disrespect to adults, or if there was vandalization occurring at a park or a playground. And the final two scales that I'm going to talk about that we examined were participant perception of safety within their neighborhood. So three items with an alpha of 0.80, examining how the participant felt about if they felt their neighborhood was safe from crime, as well as if they felt it was safe to be outside at night or during the day in the neighborhood. And then finally, a scale of knowledge of physical activity benefits, examining whether the participant believed moderate physical activity could reduce the risk of heart disease, prevent high blood pressure, reduce the risk of diabetes, and help prevent obesity. And that, again, was created four items with an alpha of 0.84. So our dependent variable was lifestyle-related physical activity. Like I mentioned before, there's these two distinctions between lifestyle-related physical activity and utilitarian physical activity. So we were not examining walking or biking to work or household chores or other types of activities that might fit that particular area. So we were only looking at the types of exercise and sport variables. And these were determined by the individual's self-report on a weekly frequency and time. So they reported how often they engaged in different activities and for how long they engaged in those activities. And then all of the activities were summed. So there was a variety of different activities we examined, all the way from walking for leisure to karate to basketball, any type of essentially an activity one could perform in that was considered lifestyle or leisure-related activity. And so all of the activity measures were then summed and combined into one aggregate measure, and then we dichotomized that measure based on the guidelines of meeting physical activity recommendations of over or under 150 minutes. So just some characteristics of the study population. The mean age was 44 years old. 62% of our sample was female, 61% made less than $20,000 annually, 81% had a high school degree or higher, the majority of the sample was overweight or obese, and about half the residents were, or the participants were unemployed and in a romantic relationship, and just over half were meeting the physical activity requirements. And looking at some of the social support or the social environment characteristics in a bivariate relationship, we see here that our first variable, physical activity specific support, was significant with our outcome of physical activity. Informal social control is here, not a significant finding. Place attachment here, also not a significant finding. Social cohesion, also not a significant finding. Perception of safety at the bivariate level was a significant finding, so there were differences between the groups at this level, but no difference in knowledge of physical activity benefits and no difference in tangible social support. Again, looking at some of the bivariate relationships with the other characteristics we looked at, gender, males were more likely to be physically active or meet those requirements. No significant findings for income or education level, but there was a significant finding for BMI, as well as employment status, age, and romantic relationships. But when controlling for neighborhood and putting all of our variables into a final multivariable model, only gender, age, and support specific for physical activity remained significant, so all of the other variables fell out. Again, we controlled for neighborhood in this model. So just to summarize some of the main findings, males were over 2 times more likely to engage in lifestyle-related physical activity than females. We also discovered an inverse relationship between age and activity levels, where younger adults were more likely to engage in lifestyle-related physical activity. We also found the higher levels of social support were also related to lifestyle-related physical activity, so those with higher social support were more likely to engage in lifestyle-related physical activity. So some of the conclusions and the next steps of this project, through the project we were able to identify several significant correlates of lifestyle-related physical activity in a very high-risk population, a population that's in need of interventions that are working and successful. So we hope to be able to use some of these results to help inform and tailor interventions for this group, and activities should target age, gender, and increasing social support specific for physical activity. And then further research could delve into why some of those social environmental factors, other than social support, don't correlate with lifestyle-related physical activity. We hear a lot, the importance of communities that are safe, but in this particular study, that perception of safety didn't remain significant in our final model. I'd also like to end the presentation by acknowledging the PACE Steering Committee. This project was kind of a community-based participatory research where we had a lot of involvement from the community to help us with our methods and design and whatnot. So I'd like to thank them. And then any questions I can take now? Which slide?
The one describing
the scales?
Yeah.
Okay. This one with the specific support? Okay. Okay. Yeah, so they were asking questions specifically. Do you have neighbors or people in your neighborhood encouraging you to be physically active? Do you have people outside your neighborhood encouraging you to be physically active? Do healthcare providers? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the questions were previously validated scales. I guess I should have noted which ones were previously validated. Some of the scales were created through a factor analysis determining which variables go together, and then some of them were created on our own and then went through a factor analysis as well to determine items that should be grouped together. Mm-hmm. So these are self-report measures, of course, of physical activity and self-report height and weight too. So in our bivariate relationship, we found a correlation there, but it didn't remain significant in the final model. We didn't consider that, but I need to go back and look at the survey. There may be questions on that, so that's certainly something to consider for the future. Yeah.
Yes, that part.
Okay. No, not necessarily, but I mean, again, it didn't remain significant in our final model, so that's not one thing we're considering a significant variable for this particular model exploring physical activity. Yeah. 435. Yes. Oh. The slide where you were saying 52%, is that?
Yeah, that's only the
Yes, yeah, so 52% of the self-report data are saying that they meet the physical activity requirements through leisure or through lifestyle physical activity, which is, I think, a little bit higher than other types of measures that have been used before.